So Parvana Amiri is from Afghanistan. As she was 17 years old, she started writing powerful texts to describe the situation on the road for refugees and the camps in the European system. And she writes from her personal perspective, but also to view many other perspectives of other refugees, which she interviewed. She performs in a very, very special way. I'm not going to say how. And it's going to make it even more intense to experience the poems that Parvana says. Sandex got to know Parvana at SO 36. Sandex is here. And in Berlin, and Parvana was part of the performance at the premiere of a reading called Nobody is Coming Except the Waves. And please, now, let's give a warm welcome to Parvana for her first Fusion Festival experience.
چرا باید صدا ما به بین دیوارا خاموش بشه؟
Tell me that walls are not true, you'll break them down.
از دستم بیایی به خاطر تغییر دادن انجام بود. ولی انگار هیچ کاری از دستم بر نمی آید.
Freedom is a constant, the struggle.
Displaced. Once upon a time, from a wounded land, my family was pushed to leave our homeland. I was asked to pack all my courage in one bag. Will we ever be back to my mother's soil? For the last time, I hugged there deeply, I held into my heart the smile of most loved friends. My friends, will I ever see them again? I'm sending my warmest greetings to all of them. From the day I was born, formed of blood, for 9 months in the womb of my mom, I was not told I would leave my home one day. Who knows of the next day of our fate? I was not taught to fight, but as a displaced one, I had to learn how to separate goodness from badness and ask those who have experienced both. I'm displaced, my sisters too, like my ancestors decades ago. I'm displaced, like fallen golden leaves in the fall, like shells washed on the shore. I'm displaced, with my memories, with my mind and my soul. We escaped, leaving the war behind. But our resilience is strong to use our ways and sketch a new world with my words. Displacement is not a symbol, a label exclusive of the black, the brown, the other ones. Displacement is colorblind. It's not a name, shall not be ashamed. It's not to live in fear. It's not to live in jail with violence. We will not stay silent. We will go ahead with closed fists and open minds. The day that everyone will be free, like tides of an ocean or birds, we will make it. The day that freedom won't be a dream, we will aim for it. Those who lost their lives in the sea, we won't forget them. Those who are behind barbed wires, we won't forget them. With those who are in the front lines, we will raise the sails of freedom. For no one is free until we are. And I am committed to that struggle. From east to west, from north to south, I call you. I call you to the world of war where peace was the bride who died. I call you to our struggles without a microphone, with one voice, I call you. I call you. Meet our eyes behind the barbed wires. I call you. I urge you. Come with us, join in our struggles. We demand our rights, though threatened and afraid, but still we resist. We will not be stopped and will not be stopped. We are soldiers without armor. Our armor is our posters. We fight without swords. Our swords are our slogans, loud and clear. We are an army with no horses. Our legs are enough. Our will is tough. We fight and will not stop. Thank you.
Hello. Okay, und jetzt, now we have the chance to take some questions from the audience, but first of all, thank you so much, Parvana,
thank
for this amazing performance. Is there any question from the audience? No? Okay, let me ask you, Parvana. How do you think, we know that now a lot of people are on the move, are on in refugee camps, and they are struggling in every single way. How can people who are citizens of the European Union, for example, where we are now, contribute to solving the problem on a civil level, on an institutional level, and also between, like, in the European Union? How do you see that?
First of all, thank you very much for inviting me. I would like to clap for yourself for being part of this program and also taking attention until the last minute. So thank you so much for being here, first of all. I would like to introduce the complete program from the beginning, what was happening. The first film that you saw, it was a trail of a full documentary of my activism in refugee camps of Ritsona. Being for 2 years there and also standing as the first political female activist in a refugee camp. Being the first female political activist, I can say that refugees have their own voices. Therefore, I'm here and this place is given to me to have my own voice and to express our own, you know, being and our own story. So this needs to be continued, not only continued, but also be strengthened. And I believe that by making a new narration about our existence and our being, we can make it happen. I would also say that the two poems that I performed them, they were part of my poems of whole collection that's called We Will Fly Higher. It is a poetry book that was published in 2022. And the poems were written in 2021 and 2022. Coming to your question, I think the narration is getting changed not by the system, but by the people. And I believe that power is on the people and it needs to be given to people themselves. The power of refugees and displaced people need to be given to themselves. The voice need to be given to themselves and the place, the set need to be given to themselves. We have been represented for many years and this need to be stopped.
Thank you so much, Parvana. Thank you so much. Do we have any questions from the audience? Okay. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here and in this performance. Parvana, would you like to say a last word to the audience?
I know that you have your questions, but it is mainly art to elaborate it at the moment. So don't hesitate to ask your questions after the performance as well. I believe that it was not something easy to understand it and to get it and to also find your questions from it. But at the end of the time, you have received the content and elaboration is by yourself. So I give this voice to you. But don't hesitate to ask the questions, because by the question the information comes, and by the question the story comes, and this the communication comes as well. So this is what I'm demanding from you. If you have any question in any part, you can freely present it. We may wait for some minutes maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's give it a minute or two. And Parvana, let's talk about your poetry, your poems.
Yeah.
Can you tell us, like, in which condition, situation you write them? Where do you get the inspiration, the poetic of it?
The poems were written in Ritsuna refugee camp, so I was getting the sun, the condition, and I had perspective about something which was really hard for me to express it in simple text. This is the reason that I started having my poetry, because my poems are so loud, I can say, and they are mainly political. The reason is that we couldn't and we were not able to politically express ourselves. We didn't have this democracy, and this was the reason that I decided to express it in a way. And I found out that poetry was so much strong, and literature is so strong. And any work that refugees are doing is sort of activism. If it is a theater, it is activism. If it is a speech, it is an activism. It is type of it. And it can be also content of a simple poem. So this was the reason that I used to use the words in such a way to form it as a poem and to present or to share our story in a different way.
Thank you so much. Please take the story with you and make sure to put it in the place that you think and you believe it needs to be heard. And there's a lot of places.
But not least, I want to read a very short paragraph of the book My Pen Won't Break the Borders Well, which was written in 2019 in Moria refugee camp. The number of the poem, the letter is letter number 8, and it is on November 2019. My pen won't break, but borders will. I didn't know that in Europe, people get divided into the ones with passports and the ones without. I didn't know that I would be treated as a refugee, a person without papers, without rights. I thought we escaped from emergencies. But our arrival is considered an emergency for the locals. I thought our situation in the camp is an emergency. But in Europe, the meaning of emergency for people like us is to be dead. Page 24. Thank you.